When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is like the most caffeinated cup of coffee song in a long, long time. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
This is a hot, sweaty song right here, Jay.
This is
high school to college. Yeah, hot, sweaty. Man.
This tune makes coffee sweat. That's what this kind of tune is.
Like, is there rubber burning on my sneakers from dancing so hard?
Yeah, hell, your socks soaking through.
Dancing so hard and dancing with them.
Forget it.
What's up, Freddy Sauce?
Jay Williams, Freddy Coleman from Max Kelvin.
We call you Freddy Sauce?
Well, hot now you got hot sauce out there. Yeah, why not Freddy Sauce?
I like Freddy Sauce.
Freddy
too.
Sauce can brand new.
Hot sauce Freddy?
Hot sauce Freddy.
Hot sauce Freddy. Believe me.
Hit that eight.
I've had a couple of relatives hit me up saying, so can we start calling you hot sauce at the reunions? Now I'm thinking, well, you're going to do it anyway.
How do you be hitting the craps tables, Freddy, don't you?
No.
I need hot sauce Freddy on the crap table.
When my wife and I go out to Las Vegas or we go to Mohegan Sun, she's more of the gambler than I am.
Really?
Yeah, Denise.
Yeah,
more
but see,
gambler.
Hot sauce Freddy remind me of a street gambler. You know,
like I'm playing craps in the alley.
Yeah, in the corner, he'd be like fading me in the corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what you're gonna do is you're gonna lock the dice in your hand.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna click them.
Okay.
And you're gonna spin one, and the eyes go there. And you're gonna lay the other one down, and it's gonna roll four and three. That's what you remind me of. That real slick, Uncle Freddy.
I'm just glad you didn't call me Grits and Gravy from the Chappelle Show skit with Eddie Griffin. Grits and Gravy, Kansas City. I'm glad that's not the. I'll take the other one because he didn't win that dice game. He had to leave the whole thing.
Or
Ashy Larry from that whole skit. I was just supposed to take out the trash.
He got holes in the dice. They going to bounce on the same side. I mean, you just remind me of that. Like locking the dice in.
I tell you, you know who's a good dice role in my family? My dad. You
really?
Do not play dice.
You
learned
from
Freddie Coleman Jr. Okay. I didn't learn anything because I looked at that and said, I'm not trying to do that.
Slick as a can of oil.
Oh, my God. My dad's probably taking so much money from people. They're still looking for him.
I'm trying to bring your dad. So I'm trying to bring your dad to Atlantic City. Let's go get it.
Yeah, you bring my dad to Atlantic City. So as Key would like to say, somebody's going to get their feelings hurt. They're not going to have any money. They're not going to have a wallet. They're not going to have any underwear.
Yeah,
you got dreams. My dad's taking them too.
I'm on his side.
Yeah, that gambling, them dice and that stuff, man, that stuff ain't Jay.
Yeah.
I just see some long faces.
Key, I'll tell you, we took a ride from New York to Toronto. We played the Knicks, and we went up to go play T-Dot. It was like an hour plane ride.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I watched a dude lose a car and a bag.
a car
and a bag. And the bag was packed.
Like, really?
And
I've
you know how it is, okay? It's like, roll it. Oh,
what?
Double or nothing. Bet it back. Double or nothing. Bet it back.
Man.
Double or nothing. Oh, he ain't going to hit that point. Bet it back. He like, yo, you down 300? What's
300?
Oh, duh. I'm telling you, I seen dudes write. I seen grown man write checks. Checks.
Yeah, I've seen that. That ain't best. Yeah.
Here's a check. I'm like, that's a six-figure check.
I done seen that in bowling. I done seen it in golf. I done seen it in the crap tables.
What?
I done watched it. I done witnessed it. I done been a part of it. Yeah. I done seen it. Trust me.
Key's like, I've been on the outside. I've been on the inside.
It gets you hyped. Yeah, oh, get in here, Key.
Yeah.
Get in here.
Because once you get that whole environment around you and it engulfs you, there's no doubt that you can't help but be caught up in that.
And, Key, when you got Big Bang involved, too.
I'm like,
Eddie Curry, you're not going to be MJ, dog. You keep betting against
Mike. No, I ain't even worried about that. I'm talking about them casinos and them towers.
There's
a reason they keep adding towers.
Exactly.
It ain't because they're giving you the money.
Mm-hmm. Just like concrete, the casinos are undefeated. Period.
Undefeated.
They are undefeated.
You're going to have a good time. And the coldest thing about it, though, out of all of them, especially like in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. funniest thing ever, you see the people. They going to get you when you get off the plane. Because they got the machines in there.
Right.
They're going to get you when you come back. Now,
oh,
you done lost all your money in the mm-hmm. casino. You got $30 left. You're getting back on the plane. They're getting ready to try to get that before you get off the plane.
Let me give it one last shot.
Oh, God.
Because they know you'll be back.
Yeah, man.
There's no doubt about that.
That's so crazy. It's just the coldest hustle. The Vegas casino hustle is a colder hustle. There's three hustles the application hustle.
Uh-huh.
That's a cold hustle, man.
Right.
Fill out the application.
$150 application.
$150. You don't get the apartment. You don't get the.
Nope.
You can't get into the school. Meanwhile, They just collecting on you. Mm-hmm. Them some cold hustles.
You know what that is? That's what they call the attaboy. Like, attaboy.
What's the coldest? Now, what's the coldest hustle out there?
Man, right the application, now? No, the application is the coldest hustle, man.
I'll tell you the coldest hustle out there right now here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Anything involving pets.
Oh, they get you on the pets. Too.
Anything involving pets.
Let me tell you how to get my dog Denzel. They're like, oh, so, you know, boarding fees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Well, do you want your dog to have the plush upgraded lounge?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your dog to have the extra playtime key for an extra $60?
Mm-hmm. Believe me. My wife Denise and I talk about this all the time. Anytime you see, like, dog mom or dog grandpa or I love my chihuahua, that's the coldest hustle going on right now.
It's a hustle, but everybody doesn't have pets.
It doesn't matter.
Literally, everybody has had to fill out an application for something and put a deposit down.
I guarantee you, Key, that multi-billion dollar industry that is tied to pets beats nothing.
You ain't got it. You don't have to tell me. I just dealt with the vet 2 weeks ago, and it ain't pretty.
Like, oh,
it was not pretty.
Do you want the video monitor to be on your dog so you have access 24/7?
Wait till Jay.
Be checking it like, wait, why am I paying? What?
Yep, too late.
Look at my dog on the phone, Jay. He's just laying there.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
When I heard about the dog having to have the surgery and the price tag and the whole deal, you know my mind. You know,
I
got kids, though. I got to let him go.
You have kids.
You know, yeah. I got kids. So,
yeah, exactly.
But at the end of the day,
you're paying.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, let me get 10 of them for that.
Yeah, that to me is the coldest hustle. Anything involved, now, especially dogs.
No, the vet game is cold blooded. There's no question about it. And one of the young ladies at the vet, you know how it always somebody gonna pull you aside and be like, I'm sorry, we see this all the time. It makes no sense. They're going to give you the real. Because it just doesn't make sense.
Man, they know
should've people
should
have got goldfish like Yates said.
You ain't got no problem with the fish now. You just got to get different food, you know, a couple African cichlids, salt water, clear water.
And as long as you don't have cats, they'll stay alive as long as you want them to.
Can't trust folks with cats, man.
I'm not a cat guy.
Sometimes you can't trust folks with dogs because they treat dogs better than they treat their own family.
My dog don't bite. Hey, watch out.
It's true. Hey. Where's the lie? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio as well as ESPNU. By the way, if Aaron Rodgers? Go ahead.
Can we ask some callers to call in? Because now I'm intrigued.
About like, what?
The coldest hustle.
Yeah, coldest
call
hustle that's
the coldest
out, there.
Hustle out there.
What is the coldest hustle that's out there? 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. I'm not saying anything about that. What kind of cold hustle
Spit
could it be?
Coffee,
here could be a cold hustle, and this is something I just thought about. And with the whole Aaron Rodgers situation, we're hearing reports out there, Jay and Key, that it's going to be close. They're working on compensation. They're talking, yada, yada, yada. What if Aaron Rodgers says no? What if Aaron Rodgers wakes up?
Then he goes back to Green Bay.
That's what I'm saying. If he says no, then that situation becomes even more treacherous because the Packers are already thinking, we're moving on. He wants to move on. We're done with him. Hallelujah. We can move on with our lives. But what if he says no and you're still on the hook with that guy for close to $59 million, $60 million in 2023?
You play him and you pay him. That's it.
It's easy.
Yeah,
it's not that easy or simple. It's not that easy
really?
Or simple.
Yeah, it's that simple and easy because you got to give him $60 million.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in terms of the whole thing with him going back.
Let me ask you, though,
Freddie. That situation.
If Aaron Rodgers goes back to the NFC and the Green Bay Packers,
right?
They have a legit shot to win the Super Bowl? Coming out
on
the NFC?
NFC, yeah.
How is it not that easy?
It
might be frustrating because you're going back and forth and you're doing it again.
That's what I'm saying, personality-wise, because Green Bay's already thinking we're done with this guy.
I don't think they're thinking they're already done.
I think they are. I think they are. If you're talking with the Jets to move on from this guy, you're thinking this guy's done.
I think there's a strong possibility that they have already started their contingency plan for the next guy. I believe they have.
Like, what would that look like, Key? What's a contingency plan for Jordan Love?
Well,
that's a good question.
To get Jordan Love up to speed, for him to be the guy in minicamp OTAs, for him to be the guy in training camp, for them to draft another young quarterback to back him up. I think they've already started to process what life is going to be without Aaron Rodgers. This is the reason they allowed Aaron Rodgers to speak to the New York Jets. This is the reason Aaron Rodgers had them gas up the plane to fly out with the coaching staff in the front office so they could sit down and hash out whatever it is that they need to talk about. I'm going to give you my answer in a week or two. I'll let you know. You know, let's just keep talking. That's the reason we were even having this conversation because if Green Bay did not want to Aaron Rodgers to discuss anything with the Jets, they would have just said no. They wouldn't have given him permission. Mm.
Yeah, it's just ebb and flow for me. It's really hard for me to determine whether what's real or what's not because I have no
idea. I can tell you one thing, though, Jay. What's real is he ain't forfeiting $100 million.
Well, I know that for a fact, Key.
2 years. They need to stop. People need to stop with that. He's going to retire. Now he just shocked the whole world because.
Yeah, I'm not buying he's retiring either.
Yeah, they people just don't do that.
There's a part of me, Keith, where I get, because I'm a fan, right?
Really?
Where I get, well, yeah, I'm a fan of multiple teams, especially the teams that pay me.
well
but
done.
And I get it from a fan perspective because I want him to make a decision. Right. I'm tired of hearing from him constantly in buffering mode. Right, and I don't want to hear from you if you're in buffering mode. I want to hear from you when you have an answer.
But that's part of his hustle, keeping people guessing and keeping people talking.
But then at the same time, though, Freddie, I kind of respect it because as a player,
absolutely,
he should take his time. Mm-hmm. He should but make the best decision for him and what he wants to do towards this stage of his career.
Yep.
But so, like, there's no pressure points right now either, though.
Yeah.
Because they don't play a game until September.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So there's no real.
But the volume around his name is so high key all the time. Because anytime anybody says, Aaron, how high can you jump? Mm-hmm. Go, jump. Jump.
What did JC say? Don't knock the hustle?
Yeah.
It's the hustle. Aaron Rodgers knows the hustle. Man. Right. He knows anytime that even if he's thinking about something and you're thinking about it, that's part of the hustle that makes him who he is. It makes him the most polarizing sports figure, in my opinion, right now. Because everybody's wondering what's going to happen. What is Green Bay going to do? What are the Jets going to do? And Aaron Rodgers thinking, nobody can do anything until I decide what I'm going to do.
Why is he polarizing, though?
People feel some sort of way about Aaron Rodgers.
He's right about that.
Yeah, they feel some sort of way about
him. Can you name an athlete more polarizing than Aaron Rodgers right now, Key?
LeBron James?
No.
Nah.
No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah. Not anymore.
I guess maybe I don't know the true definition of polarizing.
I don't know. It feels like you root for LeBron James. Like, mostly people are going to root for LeBron James.
Yeah, it seems that people, even in Green Bay, don't want to root for Aaron Rodgers. And those that do root for Aaron Rodgers are like, you know, hey, lay off my guy. But that's part of his hustle, and it's a cold hustle, and he's not backing off of that. Speaking of that, what is the coldest hustle? Let us know. For example, National Jags fan says, coldest hustle is the water hustle. It's the only thing we get for free, and there's ample supply, but we still pay money to drink it because someone told us there was better. I used to drink water out of a water spigot, and now I pay $8 for water. He says that's coldest hustle that's out there.
Unless you're in some pockets of the country, then you might want to drink a bottle of water.
Exactly. Let us know the coldest hustle at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And who will regret an Aaron Rodgers trade more involving him, the Jets, or the Packers? This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and this is ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Man, what is this with the the Caribbean music all day.
Are we playing Terra Fabulous and Nadine?
Remember when the fingers go up, Yates? When the two fingers go?
That
means
like shopping
it's the
video.
Time
Jay?
In the club now.
Look
Jay.
At you, Jay. Yeah. Get it, Jay.
Hey,
get low, Jay.
Hey,
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Live from Jamaica on ESPN Radio.
You gonna have me? Yates got me feeling like rice and peas right now, man. Aki fish.
There's a beef patty. There's a beef patty in my future before this Friday is over. Thanks for joining us on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU with Keyshawn Johnson.
Some curry chicken, brother.
Jay Williams. I'm Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. Coldest hustle. People are weighing in on Twitter. For example, got this one, just a dad and a husband. I paid the clerk of courts $40 to stamp a letter from the state saying that I had paid a bill. Was told it's not officially paid without the stamp, even though the letter states your bill is paid completely. Hashtag cold hustle.
Yeah. Mm. So how about the bags we can check at the airport? Oh, this bag is half a pound overweight. That's going to be an extra $100, please.
Mm-hmm. If you don't
what?
Reduce to half a pound.
You need to pack right then, man.
Well, no, and then wait, Key, you know, at the airport, this is me. I'm like, oh, how many pounds is my – okay, yeah, I'm going to take all – I'm going to open up my whole suitcase.
That's what I do.
I'm taking all my stuff out, and now I'm going to put it in my other bag that I'm going to carry on.
Yep,
that's what
exactly.
I got to do.
Yeah, and you can pack right, but we don't know how calibrated those weight machines are. See, at the airport.
Hold on. Yeah, but them ain't real – the real hustle is things that you can get essentially for free. And you pay.
Oh, like
when you're
air?
At a restaurant.
Like air?
Get better tires. Get better tires, man. You get better tires. Don't run over nails and stuff. Stay in a nice area where you're not running over nails.
Stay in a nice area.
Look at Big Ball. We don't live where you live.
So privileged. Stay in a nice area.
Oh, God, stop. I'm not talking. You're driving down alleys and stuff. That's on you.
We got no nails in our street in the passes.
No alleys in Connecticut that people can drive down.
Oh, God, stop. But things for free, like when you at a restaurant, for instance. Mm-hmm. You make the decision that you want the glassy bottle water. They offer both. They say, hey, would you like on tap? Or would you like Pellegrino? Or would you like Avion? Like, what do you want? You make that decision.
Here's a cold hustle for you, Key.
What's that?
Down in Florida, down in Miami in particular, built-in gratuity. I'm like, hold on, man.
Built-in gratuity.
That's a lot of places.
You're going to put in the – this guy's been horrible. He hasn't paid attention to me for 2 hours.
Yeah, but, God, that's not a hustle.
That's a hustle. What are you talking
because
about?
Because the individuals most likely pool their tips. So it's not that person who's serving you. It's the busboy. It's all of them that pool the tips. It's not going to that individual person.
I hear it's just a hustle, though, Key.
No, that's not a hustle. That's a hustle, Jay, is when you in a club, for instance, or a lounge, because you're a little older
now.
The
bottle of Boss Water costs $250.
Because guess why? You're not going to go into the bathroom and get water out of the faucet.
Ew. Ew. Yeah.
See, look at your face, right? Look at your face.
That's
right.
You're not going to do that. Levels.
Right? But when you at home, you're going to turn on the faucet at home and stick your cup underneath and drink the water.
Because we trust the water.
And
our
they
house.
Know. They know.
This water's a lot cleaner than the water at the club.
Same pipes. Same pipes.
Same pipe. Same
so,
old
but
ass
they
pipes.
Know. They know. They like, he's got to drink water. He's been drinking liquor for the last 2 hours. We're going to charge you $250 because the glass bottle has some letters on the side.
Facts.
That's a hustle.
That is a hustle.
That's a cold hustle.
888 say ESPN 888-729-3776.
You ain't drinking water out the bathroom at the club, Jay?
I've never done it, and I ain't doing it now.
I never thought about it.
You ain't gonna do this?
That's so nasty.
How drunk do you have to be to think that's the option that you need to have at that moment? Seriously. You know what? I'm not gonna get it from the bar. I'm not gonna trust the bartender.
No,
I'm gonna trust the bathroom sink. How drunk do you have to be for that to happen?
I low key, I'm gonna tell you, I have drank the bottled waters that you order, and you end up going to the bathroom and filling the bottle of water back up.
Yeah.
You did what?
What? Man, back in the young days, man.
Wait a minute. Are you drinking?
I'm just saying, like, at the clubs, man, they come up. You'd be like, come on, man. Y'all going to charge me X amount of money for something I know I can get right down the street for like 10% of the cost. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, sometimes in the water, I'd be like, all right, like, drink my water, like, going back to the
desperate times call for desperate measures.
Keep drinking.
Fill this water up where?
I'm so glad I wasn't hanging out with you. You would sit there and embarrass me, man.
You would never know. It's a Boss bottle. It's a nice bottle.
Nah. As
I would know. I would know.
If
you didn't see him do it,
all of a sudden, you
no idea.
Because he coming back from the bathroom with a damn bottle.
Well, everybody, so what? You don't know. You ain't even focused on me in the bottle in my hand. I know what you focused on. You're not. I'm not worried about you.
Yeah. Dan in South Carolina, what is the coldest hustle? Let us know.
Very slick.
Dan in South Carolina, let us know coldest hustle, 888-729-3776.
What you got, Dan?
Cold hustle? I just got off working 12-hour shifts at a hospital. You want to talk about a hustle? Hospital bill. Yeah. We charge you for everything, and God forbid you don't like what you're getting, and you get up and leave, you're on the hook for everything. I'm talking insurance ain't paying nothing. And we will... Day in, day out, do things that aren't even necessary over and over.
Like what,
over
Dan?
Again.
Like what's an example?
Yeah.
Man, I'm talking about pulling like just lab work, like just random lab work. And like we just did this 4 times a day. And I know this person's going to get charged each and every time I pick up one of these butterfly needles.
Oh.
Or just if you're in the emergency room and it's a certain time of day, they want to push you upstairs before a certain time. Like let's say like 10:30 at night. They want to get you upstairs before 11 p.m. because they can charge you for that entire day, even though you are up there for 30 minutes until the next day starts. It's all a hustle, man.
Damn.
It's all a hustle. It does do a lot of good, but when they get you, they'll get you, man.
Okay. Note to self when I go to the ER.
About that, Dan took us not only behind the curtain.
Yeah, that made me. That was real dark to me. I don't like that.
Your son's legs bleeding. Like, let's just hold off until 12 o'clock. Okay. Just please hold off.
Right? Is he in network?
Yeah.
Right now,
in network.
Right now, every doctor is going find Dan and have him taken out. Find that man right now. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who else we got?
Yeah, but I need docs.
Yeah,
so
We all need doctors, but now how much do we really need them thanks to Dan of South Carolina? Lauren in Indianapolis, what is the coldest hustle, my friend?
What part of Indianapolis, though, first off?
Because my wife.
I'm like legit in like the center of Indianapolis. Okay. Okay. So downtown. I'm like close to downtown. So by the way, J. Will, go Hoosiers.
There you go.
Big game for y'all tonight.
Yeah, no
big
doubt.
Game
for
big
y'all
game
tonight.
Today. Yeah. Big game.
Let's
yes.
go. I need
yes.
IU Purdue. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Well, I got two. One of them would be technology and school fees. I mean, especially as a former student and then even being as a parent, my daughter's, I'm paying all these fees and I've never seen a textbook that my daughter's brought home. And then another one would be is the upgrade fees for like your phones and technologies with like, hey, it's time for an upgrade. Do you want to do it? No, I don't want to do it because I don't want to keep paying monthly on this phone. But then my phone stops working. So then it forces you to have to get a new phone. And now I'm back to paying over $100 plus a month on my phone plan when I'm trying to lower it.
Yeah,
so
you gotta upgrade to iOS.
Yeah,
exactly.
Get you.
That's how they try
how
to get you, no doubt about it.
See, I think the phone thing, though. Mm-hmm. That's just conspiracy about the phone not working.
No, it's
when
not.
New phones come out. I don't buy into that.
No,
I don't buy into
my mom got
the
bad
iPhone
phone. 4 and the update. The iOS is so far outdated it can't.
It made
it can't
her phone
pick
obsolete.
Up.
Yeah.
She has to get a new phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a hustle.
What are you talking about?
That is a hustle.
Key, it's like, I got one for you. The AirPods. Like you know when I go
yes.
easy for Apple. You like all right. So yeah. so now like you know how they went from like the AirPods to they changed the adapter too for the AirPods. So
yeah.
it's like, now you gotta go out and buy a whole new adapter.
Yes, because we are evolving in the world, man. We can't
stop.
Stay the same.
It's right. a hustle. The same thing works before. It's the same thing.
It's not. That isn't a hustle to me. Because you got to evolve. You can't stay the same.
Right, but
still. You still walk around with a flip phone and be the only guy in the world with a flip?
Well, there are
flip
plenty
phones
people
are back now.
Yeah, they are back.
Yeah, but
they're
it's a different flip with the technology of an iPhone.
And welcome to the hustle. That's
I'm
how
I'm talking
they get
about
you.
The Motorola flip, the little one.
Like the flip.
Yeah.
Or the skinny one, the razor.
Yeah.
Well, I like the razor. Yeah, boop. Yeah.
Look at him. Keynote.
Yeah, Key
we know here in Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Keyshawn Johnson over there. J. Will over here. Freddie Coleman over here. In for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. Keep those things coming when it comes to the coldest hustle at 888-729-3776. Plus the word regret when it comes to Aaron Rodgers maybe being a New York Jet. That's next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live. Everywhere you are, download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By the way, real quick here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio. The ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 8, and ESPNU. Alan Yates on the ones and twos today. I love the fact that this song samples Chuck Brown and the Soul Stirrers, Bustin' Loose, because that's one of my favorite songs of all time.
This is my mom's favorite reggae song.
Absolutely.
You know, she a heavy reggae joint, yeah. So she hear this, she be
exactly.
Tripping drunk.
I'm a heavy reggae, what?
Yeah, I'm an old school
heavy reggae.
I'm an old school reggae fan from back then with Bob Marley, the Melodians, Peter Tosh, people like that. When I hear this all the time and it's sampling Chuck Brown, yeah, I'm feeling some kind of way. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, Yates, that's my next birthday theme is
oh boy, look out. Uh-oh. Now.
Yeah.
That's reggae.
All reggae.
Oh, reggae.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. You was there for the last one?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Jay ain't come.
Jay
was in
fake.
It was in California.
He I think Jay had his eighth baby or something, right?
No, he had the bid. Jay had the bid.
Talk about being aggressive.
I think the baby.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to find out what's going on.
No, I think your wife was getting ready to deliver or something like that, though, right?
Yeah, Jay had the big. Yes.
I remember.
I'm just trying to find out what's going on. That's
all. Good Lord. Protecting himself, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It ain't my business.
You guys have no chill whatsoever on
this
Friday.
Who ain't got
Friday.
No chill? You.
Pot. Kettle pot, meeting you. What are you talking about?
Who are you talking about? Yeah. Me?
You know who Key is real quick? He's like my dad. My dad one time.
You're funny, dude.
He goes like that. I said, Dad, where you going? He said, I'm going to the barbershop, but before I go there, I'm going to get a two-piece combo from KFC, then I'm going to start me an argument about OJ. And I thought he was kidding. That's Keyshawn. Keyshawn and my dad are basically like same kind of person.
I ain't going to start no argument about no OJ.
But you like to start stuff up, though.
You see, never mind.
Jay was the one that said that about Sean. I mean, I'd say that.
You see the video of OJ breaking down the trial?
Man, I can't get involved in that.
What we doing now?
I can't get involved in that. I need to break down.
What else is he going to do?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're going to go back to this coldest hustle stuff. We have a lot of listeners.
Jay, you see how I pivot?
You said real quick.
Normally we got to pivot from him.
What we got to do?
Exactly.
What's this rundown say right here?
888-ESPN 888-729-3776. Also weigh in as well about who's going to regret it more. When the Aaron Rodgers trade happens between the Jets and the Green Bay Packers. We're going to start with that before we get to the coldest hustle. Kevin in Staten Island, who's going to regret it more, the Jets, Aaron Rodgers, or Green Bay, when and if this trade is going to be made?
I got to go with Keyshawn. Come on, man. The Jets are going to regret that trade big time. I mean, Lamar Jackson's out there. Why wouldn't you go all in on him? He's 26 years old, former MVP. I just feel like people are hating on him.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I said it a couple days ago, though, Freddie. That the Jets. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is beautiful, man. If the ball comes off pretty, it looks good. He's won a Super Bowl. If we just had him, we probably could do it really fast. But Lamar Jackson, if I'm the general manager and I'm Joe Douglas and I'm looking at this thing, I might go with Lamar because of the long term. I got to give Aaron Rodgers at least $100 million over the 2 years. I'm not doing this for 1 year.
Right.
So I got to give him $100 for two. And then if I'm renegotiating, I might drop another $50 on him. So let's say this thing turns out to be 3 year, $150, and he's 40-something. I may want to. I'd rather give Lamar the 200 and know that I got Lamar for at least 5-6 years, young and whippersnapper, and everybody want to roll with him. All, you know, all the young cats, they all roll together. I got to look at it from that perspective. But I'm sure Robert Saleh, Jay, and Joe Douglas know that the heat is on, and they trying to deliver immediately. Mm-hmm. It may feel like Lamar isn't ready to help them deliver immediately, which would be insane to me.
See, Key, I just feel at the end of the day, watch the Jets end up with Jimmy G.
You
dated somebody, right? They weren't the best looking. They're like, all right, you know, that's Sam Darnold, that's Zach Wilson, all these guys, right? Mike, it doesn't work looking. Out. And then you're like, you know all what? I'm going to go for her. I'm going to go for the best looking girl at the school. Talk about she on every honor society. Yeah. She's had up all these other things. I'm going
to go. She finally showed up to the skate party.
And you're like, that seems like a lot. That seems like a lot. Maybe I just need to go with somebody who's always going to show up and just.
You know. Might be a little boring, but okay. Chime in there, Yates. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I said last year, I need a club. That's Jimmy Garoppolo going to the Jets written all over it. And if Aaron Rodgers decides that he doesn't want to be traded, yeah, of course, Gio's an honor roll. What's wrong with you people?
Jay said every list.
That's who. That you got to aim high.
That's what I'm saying. Aim high, Key.
Yeah. Every list, Jay.
You got to aim high, like he did.
I mean, what's that conversation like? I mean, not every list. Some list.
Every list.
Make the whole thing. Because every list, every list might drive you crazy.
You know it's Friday.
So you know how that goes, Jay.
I do. I put it all together.
Come on, man.
You are accurate.
Quincy in Kansas City, who's going to regret the trade more? The Jets trade for Aaron Rodgers. Jets, Green Bay, or Aaron Rodgers? What you got, Quincy?
All right. I made it on the radio, mama. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Actually, I need to handle some first. Keyshawn.
No, I don't know him.
You almost lost me yesterday singing, man.
Oh, why?
I almost turned my radio off.
Uh-oh.
I was like, who is this howling?
What happened?
He got to his inner singing voice yesterday.
Oh, man, I just, sometimes you think you can sing even though you know, Quincy, you can't. You know?
Yeah,
I know I
can't
sing.
I
just
think
I can't. Yeah, but, you know.
But no, the Jets going to regret this a lot more because I don't even think they're going to end up with Aaron Rodgers, you know. So, Jets always regretting something, so that's my point.
That'd have hurt if he left him at the altar?
Put it this way. He's right.
It's such a Jets thing to happen. Yeah,
thank you. In a whole thing of Jetsian things to happen, this would be the most Jetsian thing to happen. If he decides, you know what, I'm good.
But I feel like, Freddie, this deal was already done.
I don't feel like it's going to go the other way.
Yeah. I don't feel like that. I think it was already done. I feel like it was already done. Nathaniel Hackett helped close the gap. They just needed to see each other in person and have a conversation. I just feel like that because the moment they hired Nathaniel Hackett, the first thing that everybody started saying was, he's going to the Jets. And that's usually what happens. And you can point to the Denver Broncos situation and say, well, he didn't go to Denver. Yeah, but that may have not been if you hire him, I'll come. That may have not been that promise.
Right.
We may have thought that that's what it was, but that probably wasn't what it really was.
Well, he's better in this role now. So, see, like, that's his role, right? Like, that's
– Yeah, he's a lieutenant, not a chief.
Exactly.
Yeah, when it comes to that. That's not something Nathaniel Hackett was good at for 1 year because he proved that he's in over his head at the beginning. We're going to get to your calls because plenty of people want to weigh in about the coldest hustle that is out there right now. Can't wait to hear you have to say Keyshawn, J. Willimack, although we should be afraid and frightened and also entertained at the same time at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But it's time for another hustle call, J. Will, with this from Granger.
He's been hustling for a while.
Get your hustle
on. He hustled Duke out of about, what'd they give you, 7.5?
Still waiting for me in escrow. For the ones who get it done, Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop on by.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right.
Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
There you go, Jay.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey.
Get into yourself, Keyshawn. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, your smart speaker, and ESPNU. This all got started when Jay Will said, coldest hustle. He and Key were talking about hustle over here, hustle over there. And Jay was like, well, I wonder what the coldest hustle is. And people have gone nuts on that in Twitter, and also your phone calls at 888-729-3776. We've gotten some good ones. I know we're going to continue to get some good ones, like Benjamin in the great city of Los Angeles. Benjamin, what is the coldest hustle and why?
What's up? I'm back, y'all. I'm back. Straight out of Indianapolis, a.k.a. L.A., Compton, Long Beach.
L.A., Compton,
Southern Cal. Southern Cal.
What's up, y'all? What's up, man? Okay, first of all, I'm going to say the coldest hustle on the earth. Matter of fact, on the earth, E-A-R-F, is taxes, man. Straight taxes, bro. It's like, what is going on? Man, they know that's a hustle, man. They know, first of all, America is America because they got tired of paying taxes. And here we are doing the same thing, paying for everything. It's like, come on, man. They know what time it is, man. So that's the craziest hustle, man. But I did want to say one thing, if I could, real quick, man. Tell me, please, how Aaron Rodgers could sign a three-year, $150 million deal and get out of there that quick. But then Kyrie want to leave because he ain't getting paid. And he's getting bashed. But don't nobody say nothing about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but you know why, Benjamin? Because that's the NFL hustle. That's what that is. That's the NFL hustle.
No, it's just a different it's a different conversation. Benjamin is correct, though. But it's also the focus. The focus is Kyrie's whole, you know, last 6 years of his career. And people focus in on so much, they want to try to blame so much negativity toward Kyrie. So the moment that he decided he want to leave to get paid, they go back to what he supposedly had did in Boston disruptively, supposedly had did in Cleveland, how he screwed up the Brooklyn Nets, Jay. And they try to put all that together, opposed to looking at the Aaron Rodgers situation and saying, well, he just went and screwed up their salary cap and got them in shambles and got them whole, you know. So it's never fair, and it ain't going to be fair. That's just the reality of it. It's never fair, and it ain't going to be fair.
Plus, Kyrie's played for four teams, where Aaron's played for one.
Yeah.
One, right? So it's like this whole thing jumping from team to team. I do want to go back to tax. You know what I always laughed about taxes, though? When people get in trouble, like, this guy doesn't pay his taxes. Like, shouldn't we all be trying to not pay our taxes?
Yeah. It's like the old line.
I'm tired of paying taxes.
Remember there was a story I read one time about this one guy who decided not to pay his taxes, and they dragged him out of his house in cuffs, and my dad goes, man, we always talk about not paying taxes, but that SOB actually did it. I said, yeah, look what happened to him. Yeah, whether you like it or not, that's a hustle, but it's the hustle that's going to work whether you like it or not. Tony in Virginia.
Get it if you don't give it to
us. That's true. Tony in Virginia. Tony. What is the coldest hustle, my friend?
Okay, two people have probably already touched on it a little bit. Mine is college tuition. Most people aren't even functioning. I shouldn't say most. I'll say quite a few aren't even functioning in their career field. Then 100%. There's time people that are unemployed. Because they're being told they're overqualified.
Tax. Facts. Wow.
Well, what I would say about the college experience, I went to college, played sports, graduated from college and all that. Changed four or five different things, no question about it, when I was in there. But what it did do for me is it allowed me to, and I didn't pay for it. I mean, it was a scholarship, but essentially right. paid for it with my body and putting butts in the seats and selling out stadiums and doing that sort of stuff and getting my school big Nike deals. And,
you were underpaid for it.
Yeah, so I was underpaid legally by the university. But what it did allow me to do was just educate my mind in a lot of different areas that I probably wouldn't have been able to had I not gone to college. Extremely street smart, no question about it. You couldn't pull the wool over my eyes even if you tried to.
CQ, you're
but when
about-
I become, when I add a little book smarts to it, then I become extremely dangerous, which I am, because you know you can't pull the wool over my eyes either way.
So
that's how I look at it.
Essentially, Q, at college, you're paying for socialization and a network.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're paying for a network. Fair. Yeah. You're paying for the network.
And if you don't go to a network, then that's on you. Because that's exactly
but
what
that's
all
about. But it is a hustle. Because
oh,
using them applications for people that got to actually fill out applications and go through that process. Because I don't even remember filling out my application, to be honest with you. Well, I know I had to, but I don't remember filling it out when I went to USC.
Well, my boys and I were talking about this, and he runs a Fortune 500 company. And he's like, all these candidates we get, people graduating from business school, he's like, we don't even look for business school grads anymore. Like, we look for people who have, like, street smarts and, like, who can pivot quickly. But it's funny, like, you go back to school, right? Here's an extra blank amount of money to go get my business degree.
Right.
And you hear companies that are major companies saying, we're not sure we want that anymore. Yeah,
common sense, Jay. Yeah. That's all it is.
But here's something else. A lot of universities, and I dealt with this, the one year I taught at Marist College of Poughkeepsie, they're looking for a lot of professors who've been out in the field to teach young people what they need to find out about. Instead of learning it from a book, hey, what you know, Freddie, is what they need to know, what you've gone through. They're starting to see that kind of paradigm shift in college, looking for professors who've been in the field and they're coming back and teaching that to young men and young women, no matter what that discipline is. One last one from Alex in New Jersey. Alex, real quick, what is the coldest hustle out there, my friend?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
If I could, real quick, I'll tell you what's the coldest hustle and who's going to regret that trade. Coldest hustle in the game. I'm afraid to say it, but it's the church game. Every time you take tithes and offerings,
I ain't messing with that.
For the building fund, and you could be a member for over 50 years. That building ain't paid off yet. Now, who's gonna regret the trade? There's got to be possibly Green Bay, because if love don't pan out, it ain't gonna work.
Okay.
I don't care what he is holding a blank check. He's saying, Aaron Rodgers, come get it. If you don't want it, they need to go after Lamar.
Alex, what part of Jersey are you from?
$200 million guaranteed, 5-year deal, $250 million, let's go.
Alex, what part of Jersey are you from?
Big-time Jets fan, let's make it happen.
What part of Jersey are you from, Alex?
Patterson.
There you go.
Patterson. E-Town.
Man, what's up, Jay Will? Jersey boy.
All day,
Keyshawn,
baby.
Top three favorite Jet all time. And Freddie, you do your thing on whatever time slot they put you on.
We appreciate that, brother.
Church game. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone, though. I'm going to leave that alone.
I'm going to tell you, I went to the Vatican. I was like, wow.
Y'all got a lot of stuff out here. I got a certain word for that. I'm going to tell you during the break.
Put it this way. When they say the church doors are open, that's not exactly what they're talking about, those kind of doors, depending on what church.
I done heard it all in church, though.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for all your bill money, just some.
Yeah, exactly.
Come to keep the lights on. Keep coming around. It's about the 10th time that came around.
One of the greatest coaches in the sports world joins us next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.